Proclamation number 8151 of 15th of April, 1962. Man needs the light. The spiritual light shines out into the darkness. My word sounds down to earth and breaks through the night that is spread over the earth. For my word is the light which shines from above and penetrates dark regions. My word is the evidence of my love for people who walk along in spiritual darkness and who will be swallowed up by the abyss if a light does not point out to them the danger therein. For they walk along the edge of the abyss and are pushed ever closer to this abyss by my adversary and do not notice it because they are blind in spirit. Humanity has to be struck by a ray of light. It is to become sighted in order to now also take the right path which will only become apparent to it through the light. You humans must not believe that your God and Creator leaves you to your fate, that He takes no part in your earthly course and its success. For I am not only your God and Creator but I am your Father who loves His children and wants to lead them out of every adversity and danger. Because He knows that you are blind in spirit and constantly in danger of sinking into the abyss. And this constant danger is the darkness in which you walk, for you are completely without realization of what you are, what you are and what you shall become again. For you lack the light, the truth from God. You lack the knowledge which I alone can give you. Because you once rejected it and are therefore to blame for your darkened state. I first have to give you this light again because you cannot acquire it yourselves. Which you certainly could if only you would kindle love within yourselves, which is a true light and gives you knowledge. But you live without love and therefore also remain in darkness. And if I want to lead you out then I must kindle a light for you. I must give you a light. I must bring the truth to you, even if you are not worthy of it, if you don't do anything to attain it yourselves. But my love for you is great and it is the last time. The danger that you will sink into the abyss is increased, and whatever I can still do to save you from this fall into the abyss I do. And thus I let a light shine down to earth. I give you the truth even though you don't deserve it because you don't strive for it yourselves. But I know about your spiritual blindness into which my adversary has plunged you, and thus I kindle a light in you, and as soon as you don't resist it, as soon as you accept the light, the darkness around you will disappear and you will recognize the path which I show you, which you should take, the path of love. I convey my word to earth and constantly address you that you should fulfill my commandments of love and that you will then also find your way out of the spiritual darkness, that you will feel at ease when you have escaped the darkness of night and entered the light of day. Because you are in completely dark territory, that is why you need a light. And yet, you must receive it voluntarily. You may not reject it otherwise you will not be able to feel any effect of the light. And if I can only send you a small ray which makes you realize that the path you are taking is not the right one. If I can only convey so much truth to you that you learn about your God and Creator and your relationship with Him. Then you can already increase the glow of light yourselves by desiring to know more. And this desire will truly be fulfilled by me. Only a small glimmer of light shall penetrate you, and the benefit of light will then cause you to kindle it in yourselves by practicing love, because you recognize it as the origin of light. And if only this is achieved, that you humans fulfill my commandments of love, then the dark night will also be broken through. For the light of love will shine brightly into the night and chase it away, and the sun of the spirit will rise and all danger will be banished. And that is why I must send a light from above to earth, for on earth twinkling lights only appear from time to time which give off no light and therefore mean no benefit for people. The light must emanate from me, from the eternal source of light and strength. And truly, such light will penetrate everything if only no resistance is offered to it. But anyone who desires to stand in the light will also be illuminated by it, and through my word he will be introduced to vast knowledge which corresponds to the truth. And this knowledge will convey to him again the realization of what he once was and shall become again. And it will make him seriously strive, for he will recognize the path which is now brightly and clearly shown to him and which also safely leads to the goal, to perfection, to union with me. Amen.